Welcome everyone, this is Teddy's Mind. And today's topic, we're talking about Kanye. Another situation with my computer and whatever's on my mind. Okay. Man, I don't even know what happened to my computer last night. Now I figured out the situation. The problem was my computer, my Windows 10 Acer Spire 3 slow-ass computer, was having some recovery situations. I'm not sure what was going on with it, because I just came from the store with my mom, and we were shopping. And once we got home, it was like 6-something. I came upstairs, tried to log into Origin. The thing kept on being repetitive, saying it's offline mode. And I tried to put on online mode, and the Wi-Fi was working. The Wi-Fi was literally working, you know. Wi-Fi was literally working. This was the first time I ever had this issue. Usually my computer is slow as shit. No lie, excuse my language. But, hey, telling the truth here. Other times, it could just be like pausing the mouse for any kind of situation. If you're a Windows user or a laptop user, please tell me if you have this problem. Please tell me. Because this got to stop. I ain't going to lie. So what I'm currently doing is I'm hooked up my USB drive to my mom's computer. And I'm trying to get this going so I can put this back on my other computer, my own personal computer, and get this recovery situation. And then I went on some websites. It was like, you gotta make sure you click this and click that and the system restore or whatever, you know, revive them Windows 10 laptop, you know, recovery drive and troubleshoot it and command prompt. And then I don't really care if my computer ends up like losing all its files. I really don't care. And that means I'll at least go back and bring them back on there. Spotify and Origin and Steam. Those are the only things I might even bring back. Just don't understand, you know, how to deal with this situation today. Because I had plans to play that Sims 4 University game last night. I had plans, bruh. I had plans. But sometimes plans gotta delay. I had plans for Saturday, do my work for some of these teachers, because I didn't get to do it. I went on a trip on Tuesday. I had a TSI on, was it Friday? Yeah, Friday school or something. Yeah, we take TSI monthly. Okay, let me stop being braggadocious. Excuse me, dealing with this issue. Do or do not. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry for the long pause. I'm just trying to get this together. This recovery dish is ridiculous. Like, come on, my dog. You are a little bit close to the victory lap. Come on. Come on, bruh. Pick up your damn pace. That's one thing I hate. It's like pace, man. Pacing is key. It's key in anything. Gotta be efficient with anything, you know. Everything you do. Gotta be efficient. It's another segment. Next segment. Man, let me tell you. That boy Kanye. Whew. That damn album though. Jesus is King. People thought his album was going to be trash. People thought his album was going to be trash. That boy Kanye. And I made a whole list of ranked of songs for Kanye's little album. And Follow God is my favorite one. Follow God is my favorite one. I just love it. Love that song, man. This is such a lifeline. Man, that damn. Ooh. Arguing with my dad, he said it ain't Christ-like. Ooh, that's true. That is true. Man, I mean, me and my parents, man, we argue. Not all the time, but me and my dad, man. I needed that song. I needed that song. And the album came out on October 25th, 2019. 19. Five, but not five. 6 days before my birthday. 6 days before my birthday. So that was a birthday gift from Kanye. That was a birthday gift to me from Kanye. Right there. Right there. Thank you, Kanye. And matter of fact, Kanye's finna go to that Lakewood Church on this Sunday. Yeah. Not just recent ago, he was just at the Harris County jail singing to the inmates. Bruh, Kanye's on fire this year. Now, last year, I'm gonna leave that to God because I can't be a judge to Kanye. You know, Kanye gonna always be Kanye. And you had these backlash of these people just saying, Kanye gonna always be the same, and Kanye gonna be this, and Kanye gonna be. Kanye's trying to revive his reputation. Man, he's trying to get more of a connection with God. Don't we all do that when we try to baptize? We all not gonna be perfect Christians. We all not gonna be perfect people. Get off the man's tip. The man's trying to do something for himself to empower. It's like, oh man. I don't support him with Trump and all that because I don't like Trump. I don't like the man. Hate him. Hate what he does. But Kanye is, he's on that feeling side. He's just trying to get people to connect. He's trying to tell people, hey, stop trying to hate Trump. Stop trying to hate this. We need to stop bringing hatred. You know, he's a filler, you know. According to MBTI, yeah, he's a filler. Kanye's on a spiritual realm. That boy's on that religious side. I see you, Kanye. I see you. I see you. We Christians love you. Shoo. Kanye, I see what you're doing. I see you, Kanye. Look like this recovery thing is almost done. It's kind of getting there now. It's kind of getting there. But this is about Kanye. You know? Feel Kanye. Feel Kanye. Thank God for Kanye. You know? Give the man break. You know? Yay is yay. Now, the one song I didn't like from Jesus is King was I didn't like On God. It had like a Kid Cudi kind of scent through it to it. I don't know. Maybe it might not even be synth though. I like Kid Cudi, but the one On God, I don't like that. I don't like that Jesus King song. Everything else I have a problem with. Hands On, it had Fred Hammond in it. And he said, what you gonna hear from the Christians? They'll be the first one to judge you. He ain't lying now. He ain't lying. Now you know how the LGBT people feel. he ain't lying though. Kanye ain't lying. He ain't lying. This recovery drive is almost there. Or has it always been like that? I don't know. I feel like it's trying to get closer, but I could be the fool. I don't know. But shout out to Kanye one time too. And I've seen him reunite with his dad too. I was like, look at him, his dad though. Hey, shout out to Kanye though. Mama's boys, we gotta at least hang out with our dads too. You feel me? Gotta hang out with our dads too. I know Kanye was close to his mom like I am with mine. I know he was. That's the one thing that I hate in life. Like you miss, like once, hold up. Once that one parent is gone that you formerly had a bond with, man, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But shout out to Kanye one time, you know. Gotta give him that credit, you know, with the whole album. And he says that he won't do any more secular music anymore. And I guess Jesus is King replaced Yandy. I guess he did. Oh, well, we don't need Yandy no more. See, like, I think we kind of do need Yandy because that 80 Degrees song was good. 80 Degrees. Oh, man, don't get me started now. He should have put that on Jesus King. But maybe that's not even a Christian song. You know, maybe one day he'll release Yandy. Who knows? It's all in Kanye. He'll release it. Who knows? But shout out to Kanye. I know I said that probably 3 or 4 times. Shout out him out for this Kanye segment. I thought about recording some more episodes for this podcast, but since we're moving towards 2020, let's do it for a little bit, but not all the time. I might do these podcasts monthly because I usually don't have nothing else to do other than working and getting school together. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be graduating soon in May. Graduating in May. Oh, and also I need to tell y'all something. I just turned 18. Yay, he turned 18. Yay. I know, I just turned 18. What I did for my birthday was my mom got me this, I think it was like a Uno 2020 shirt or something. It was actually from one of my childhood friend's mom that she made it, though. She designed it herself. And so I wore it like on Monday or Tuesday. I wasn't supposed to wear it before my birthday. And that was like a Thursday. My birthday was on a Thursday. So, you know, I'm a Halloween baby. I'm a Halloween baby. So I just turned 18. You know, I'm still doing. I just don't feel like I'm 18. I just feel like I'm the same 17-year-old that's always on his computer, is always working, always going to school. I just don't feel like I'm 18. It just doesn't feel like it. I just feel like once you turn 18, you're supposed to be growing some goddamn mustaches on your face or something. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm 18 no more. I mean, I just don't feel like I'm 18. I feel like I'm 17 or 16. Like, I could be any fucking age. Excuse my language. Just feel like that, you know. And then, shoot, let me tell y'all something. When you live with your parents, these people here, they like, I remember before I even turned 18, I remember when they used to say, you're not 18 years old till you can't cuss in my house. What the hell you mean I can't cuss in your house? Even if I say nigga, nobody says nothing. If I say what the hell, my mama gonna be like, well, the way you're saying it, my daddy don't really, he a little bit. It's like 25%, like he really don't care, I don't know. Stay in recovery drive. Push your ass up, ho. Excuse my language. It's just pissing me off. Like, fuck, I've been on this computer and it's been like 3 hours since I got this damn recovery drive shit going. Excuse my language, man. I ain't gonna lie. Man, you should have heard me cuss up a storm last night, but we gonna talk about it another time about that. Back on the 18 thing. Really didn't do nothing for my birthday. My siblings, they gave me money for my brother. My sister did, my older sister. At least she cared. My other sister, she was just trying to holler at me saying, how you doing, little brother? How you doing? It's like, hey, haven't heard from you in a year. Like, what's going on, Lauren? I just said her name. God dang it. Oh, well, it just don't matter now. Just don't feel the same. My parents gave me some money too, and then my best friend, she gave me some Uno cards. Shout out to her. She know who she is. And what else happened? And knowing myself as a frugal person, I don't like to spend my money until I like wait till a game is coming out, like the Sams or something, like the situation I'm already in. Just don't feel like I'm 18. Just don't feel like I'm 18. I just don't feel it. I need to ask whatchamacallit, how does he Does he feel the same way if he 18? Old tall boy with the afro, with the glasses, Mr. Big Shot at my school. He ain't a big shot, but he more like a warm, open-minded person. You know. Shout out to who goes to my school, who listens to my podcast. Shout out to you. You know, shout out to you. Especially got one person that be like trying to binge listen my podcast and liking all my social media and Instagram and all that. Name starts with an R. Oh, let me tell you something. Hold up. Hold up. Next segment. My senior year. Bruh, underclassmen. Them freshmens and them sophomores are so chaotic. The juniors, I can't even tell who's who. It's so many kids at that school. It's like 300 or something at my school. And all them kids look the same, except for me and the seniors. I know my senior classmen. Some of the juniors I know a little bit, and some of the sophomores. But majority of them underclassmen, I don't know who the hell is who and who grade is in who. Like some fresh new faces. Like, I don't know who the hell is in whose grade. Like, what? It was one time in the restroom, I mistaken this other person's grade level. He said he's a sophomore. I was like, the hell you talking about? You a sophomore? Oh, that's whatchamacallit's brother. Whatchamacallit in my senior year, my senior class. His brother is a sophomore. I'm only mentioning names. I don't know. Just saying. What else? They just seem alike. They just all look alike to me. Every race, every fucking gender, they all look alike to me. Y'all might be like, "Hey, he's just trying to refer to Chris Tucker from Rush Hour." No, I'm not. Them kids literally look alike. Like, it was one girl who was short, and it was another one. They were the same height. Like, I was like, "Hey, Angelica. Hey, Juanita." And she like, "I'm not Juanita. I'm Angelica." It's like, what the hell? What you mean? Hey. Some of the girls look alike to me. Some the girls, definitely. The dudes, some of them, they do look alike to me. And then it'll be like some Hispanic dudes at my school, and they look white. I know one that look really white. Like, I say, white power. I be teasing that nigga. Hey man, hey, I ain't being racist. I'm just saying that's coming up in my mind though. You know, you heard me sounding like I'm professional on my podcast trailer. I don't really know how this podcast has worked. I should also do a podcast on every time I talk to myself. Just got a lot of opinions, you know. Opinionated in a sense. Oh my God. This is taking a damn long time. I ain't gonna lie. This recovery shit. I feel like it's been in the same goddamn place. Creating a recovery job, copying stuff. I can't remember when the first time I did do one of these. I'm not sure if it took this long. Because me and my dad, we went over with this. The same day. What the hell? Why is cancel highlighted for? I ain't canceling. She's naive. When me and my dad was trying to create a recovery drive for that computer in there. I'm not sure if it really took this long. I gotta ask that man. I'm not even sure. Kind of quite confused what the hell's going on. What day is it? The 16th of November? Bruh, November. So after this week, it's gonna be Thanksgiving. God is good. God is good. I got a whole lot of people to be thankful for, though. I'm thankful to have you in my life. I'm thankful for my best friend. I gotta make sure I gotta give my best friend some. since she gave me them Uno cards, and what else she got me? She got me some cologne and a mug. I was like, look at my best friend. Look at she. I gotta get her something for her birthday. Oh, I don't remember her birthday. Nah, I'm lying. I got it on the calendar. I got a whole lot of my friends and my circles' birthdays in my calendar. Gotta remind myself whose birthday's coming up. Like, oh, this is her birthday coming up. This is his birthday in May. It's like, hey. One of my friends, his birthday has the same, his name is quite similar to the, what's it called? May? May. Y'all know who I'm talking about. My enemy. Just saying. I'm just saying. How's he your friend, but he your enemy? Nigga, he my frenemy. Y'all know who I'm talking about, too. Don't act like y'all don't know who I'm talking about. This fool here. Yeah, y'all should really hear me when I'm, like, talking to myself every time. My mama be like, Teddy, are you talking to yourself? Like, yeah, you got a problem with that? She be like, nah, I ain't say that. But I'm just saying, like, this is what happens when you don't have your siblings. Sometimes I'm the only child at home, bruh. At home. I'm the only child at home. Come on now, dog. Like, god dang. Just saying. No. I gotta do these podcasts frequently. I got plans, but currently what I'm focusing on is this goddamn recovery drive. And knowing this bitch, it takes long as hell. Like, god damn. I got shit to do. But fuck it. Let's just get this over with, though. Shit, it was worse last night. It was worsen. Shit, I was cussing. I was throwing a tantrum. I was on some white privilege type shit. My parents came upstairs trying to figure out what the hell was going on because they heard my desk. My desk, bruh. They just ran their ass up in there charging themselves and bursting up out the room like, you lost your mind, Teddy. What's going on in here? You throwing a tantrum. Well, actually, I was hitting the motherfucking pillow. That's what was going on. I was hitting the pillow. This is what happens when you have black parents. And my light-skinned daddy trying to act all black all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Light-skinned daddy. Mm-hmm. He went from white man to Sinbad to real black man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Faker. Wanna be black. Mm-hmm. Mr. Eminem. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think this is about the this recovery drive. It's slightly moving up though. I need this bitch to move the fludge up like the Flash. You know. I gotta tell y'all something about one of my games I always play.